Hello, this is Paul Amani returning to you from the shower. Some of you are no doubt wondering what I'm doing with the iPhone in the shower and how I am dealing with the relentless powering drive of water down on top of it. Well, here's a couple of tips on how to make a shower boo. First of all, do not put the iPhone in the main stream of water. This will degrade or reduce the quality of the audio, and your listeners will not be pleased at that. So what you do is you get a piece of that waterproof twine, and you attach the piece of twine to the thing that is holding your iPhone. Now I have a thing that protects my iPhone from crashing to the shower base and smashing into pieces, and you tie the string to this, and you then loop the string over the top of the shower pipe. I have one of these pipes that comes out from the wall. This helps, but if you have a short pipe, then I suggest you can also hang it there. If you have real trouble, I would be inclined to put the iPhone in a plastic bag, but this will also reduce the immediacy of the sound for the listeners. As you can hear, the sound of the water really revs up the attractiveness of the boo. So that's the key tip. The main thing is suspend your iPhone on waterproof string hung from the pipe that holds the shower, and best when you are putting soap on, not to soak the iPhone. The iPhone should be clean to start with, and it probably doesn't need any additional soap to make the listener's experience better. I assure you that you get a cleaner sound without soap all over your iPhone. Okay, folks, they're the two main tips for today on how to make top-class quality shower boos. All the best. Goodbye from Paul Omani's Shower Place.